As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
An interesting week this week as I've been discussing my anxiety over the results of my Ancestry.com DNA test. We're about to reveal the results, and I've heard so many great, interesting, and somewhat concerning stories about, as far as my anxiety goes, about people who found out something completely different about their lives and their heritage and their upbringing based on a DNA test.
Laura and Sarah Mesa, you did a DNA test, assuming a good part of your side of the family was all from England. But you got a surprise.
Well, I knew from my dad's side I'm Spaniard and Mexican and Native American. And my mom's side, we're more European than the King of England. But when we got my sisters and I got our stuff back, we're 2% each of African American and Jew. And so we're like, okay, we're Black Jews. Like, we did not know.
And now you do. You're completely different than what you thought.
So I'm so white and blue-eyed. That was a shock.
I'm so fascinated with this. And if you've never watched the series Finding Your Roots, it's on PBS. Or if you only have streaming, you can check out all the seasons on Apple TV. The greatest shows you could watch to learn history of where everybody came from. And we all have shocks and we all have surprises. And you learn an awful lot. Thank you for sharing that, hon.
This is Jay and Vista. What you got for me, man?
So, a couple of years ago, I was raised thinking that we were super Irish. I mean, St. Patrick's Day was like, you know, bigger than Christmas for us. So my wife, a couple of years ago for Christmas, got me one of the 23andMe or whatever it is. So we did the whole test and sent it in, and the results came back. And I'm Irish, but like 2 or 3%.
Okay. So you're thinking you're like, you know, almost close to pure Irish. You're Ish.
Yeah, and so she did her test, and she comes back, and she's like 12% Irish.
Okay.
So now I'll never live it down. She bought me like English tea and cookies, because turned out I was more English than Irish.
So there you go. A rivalry begins. That's hilarious. Jay, were you disappointed or more just surprised when you found out that your Irish life was somewhat exaggerated?
Oh, I was super bummed out.
Yeah.
Fact, every year. The kids, everybody, they'll make jokes. Something, well, like yesterday with the Masters or with Rory winning it, they're like, oh, is that why you wanted him to win? Because he's Irish, but is he actually English? Because he's from Northern Ireland. So it was a whole joke.
I bet. And now, Jay, you understand exactly my anxiety.
Oh, 100%. My daughter, actually, I'm taking them to school, my kids. And they heard you talking about it. And my daughter, Juliana, was like, oh, Dad, you have to call in. This is all you.
Thank you. Well, you got a brilliant daughter, and how lucky are we to be able to say that. Jay, thank you, man. Appreciate you. I'm sorry about your Irish, in this case, not Irish luck.
Correct. Have a good day.
Now, are you nervous?
Are you understanding?
I know. I get it. But we're about 30 minutes away, John, from you finding out who you really are.
And I know it might seem ridiculous to some, but yes, I am very nervous about what's about to be unveiled.
Mm-hmm.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I have been
thinking about this since my daughter got me the Ancestry.com kit for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been increasingly anxious throughout the week, thinking when I brought up my anxiety about maybe I'm not who I think I am, that I get plenty of calls from people saying, of course you are who you think you are. But the opposite has happened. I have only gotten calls saying the DNA test revealed that my whole life was a lie.
Okay. Most people weren't like that. Some people were like, wow, I was really shocked. Some people were like, I was pleasantly surprised. And some people were like, it's exactly what I thought. Who knew?
Even my sister, Judge Gina in Minneapolis, she's not looking forward to this because she has the same fear that I have. What if we find out we're not Italian?
Your sister took her children to your great-great-grandparents' Italy.
My great-grandfather's home in Sicily. Yes.
I know. But I get it.
Okay,
because
so I can't. Let's forget it. Let's just go.
Are you ready?
I want to pull the Band-Aid off.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, John, is I'm going to play a little music underneath to distinguish where your people come from, John.
My people.
Okay. You are made up of your former people.
Okay.
And your family tree.
The results of my Ancestry.com mm-hmm. DNA tests.
Here we go. You are 2% Scottish and Wales.
I've always been fascinated by bagpipes, and I love whale watching cruises.
Well, not quite the same whales, but you know.
All right, that's odd. Scottish and Welsh. Is that Welsh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Moving on. 2% England and Northwestern Europe, which means England and Northwestern Europe.
You know how dear the royal family has always been to me.
You hate the royal family.
And now I know why. God bless the queen.
You are also 3%.
I'm Swedish?
You are 3% Swedish, baby.
By the way, if you're confused, ABBA is from Sweden. Okay, wow, didn't see that coming. I've always felt the music of ABBA runs through my blood. It literally does.
Okay, all right. Moving on. You are 4% Baltic.
What?
Baltic. The Baltic area. You have to learn your geography.
I guess I do. After all, that's where my family comes from.
This one may surprise you, but something tells me you're going to latch onto this more than anything. You are 4% Ashkenazi Jew.
I have Jewish blood in me.
Yes, you do.
By the way, this explains why I get along so well with my girlfriend, Sam.
There you go.
And her family, they are Jewish, and they have accepted me as one of their own. Turns out,
okay,
I am one of their own.
There you go. 4% anyway.
4% Jewish.
4%
okay,
Jewish.
All right. Mazel tov.
And then we're going to move on to 18%. Polish, Czechoslovakian, and Romanian.
All right, yeah. I knew I was Polish for sure. Mm-hmm. Had no idea about being Romanian or being from the Czech Republic, but okay.
Bring it on.
I do love Polish sausage.
Okay. You are also now moving on to bigger numbers.
Okay.
You are 22% German.
22%?
22% German.
Okay.
Let's see your polka.
I don't know how to polka, but I do like sauerkraut on my bratwurst.
Well, there you go. You're going to have to learn how to polka, John. I'll teach you.
All right.
All right. That means we're moving on to one more, which you are 39%.
It has to be, right?
39%.
It has to be, right?
Are you ready to call your sister afterwards?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, thank God. I am Italian. It's your eye like a big pizza pie. I'm Italian.
Yes, you are. Specifically, Italy and Sicily is where your roots are.
About.
So, woo!
What were you all worried about? I told you I was mostly Italian. I'm an Italian Jewish man.
You are. I think we need to call your sister and let her mind be at ease, too, because she was as panicked as you were.
I know. All right. This is good.
We'll call her coming up next. Do you want to add anything to this, John?
Buonasera.
Okay. We knew you were Italian. We knew it.
Ciao, baby. All right, we're going to call my sister Gina next. I'm so relieved. You have no idea. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.